This is Bird Note. Scotland may not be a place that comes to mind when you think of black history, but in the early 1800s, a talented black taxidermist made a name for himself in the developing zoology scene around Edinburgh, one specimen at a time. John Edmonstone was born on a timber plantation in British Guiana and enslaved by Scotsman Charles Edmonstone. Occasionally, British naturalist Charles Waterton visited the plantation, and John accompanied both men on explorations of the countryside, learning Waterton's new taxidermy techniques to preserve the animals they collected. When Charles Edmonstone moved back to Scotland in 1817, John went with him and took advantage of the country's anti-slavery position to become a free man. By 1824, he was working as a taxidermist for the University of Edinburgh. He specialized in birds, preparing and selling them to museums throughout the country. He also gave taxidermy lessons to students, including a teenager named Charles Darwin, and it's likely that John's natural history accounts of the American tropics helped inspire Darwin to eventually make his own voyage. Darwin would use the skills he learned from John to preserve and study the Galapagos birds that formed the basis of his theory of evolution. Little else is known about John Edmonstone, including whether any of his work survives today in museum collections. This makes it all the more important that we tell his story, so that we can at least preserve his legacy. For Bird Note, I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin.